Luke still planned on watching Shep's house for the rest of the night. Then he was heading to Portland to finish interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Avalon. This time he'd take a composite sketch with him. Maybe sit across from Mr. Avalon. Maybe push the drawing under the man's nose and see what kind of reaction bubbled to the surface. Rainey would inherit the fun-filled task of generating lists of hotels up and down the coast, someplace not too far from Bakersville, someplace not too far from Seaside. Maybe even a rental room in a house run by a little old lady. Or a rarely used hunting shack. She'd never realized how many places there were to hide around her small town. She did not envy anyone her task. It had been a long day. They were all exhausted beyond words. Sanders and Luke hit the road. Rainey and Quincy rode back in silence. Inside the city limits, Rainey stopped at a small convenience store for a six-pack of beer. Then, by unspoken consent, she and Quincy went to his hotel. There was an awkward moment. Rainey stood in the doorway with the Bud Light. Quincy stood in his room, surveying the space as if realizing for the first time how small and intimate it was. He pulled out two chairs from the rickety table. Rainey pointedly bypassed them and headed straight for the bed. He didn't say anything. After another moment, he shed his jacket, drew off his tie, unbuttoned the top of his shirt, and sat on the mattress, not far from her. It was hard to read his face from her angle. Half was lit by the lamp next to the bed. Half was hidden in darkness. She didn't know what he thought after days like this. Was he still excited, thrilled by the hunt? Or was the adrenaline fading now, leaving behind the sobering realization that another monster roamed the world? One more predator on top of last month's predator, and the one the month before that. Did he get tired? She was tired. She was restless and back to the kind of mood where she didn't trust herself. George Walker's words echoed in her head.